I have the chance to introduce you to our next speakers. Posing the question, can artificial intelligence help bridge the staffing shortage gap? I'd like to introduce Mark Gambale and Charlie Goal from LinkLive. First, Mark is going to talk to us, and he is the Director of Product Marketing at LinkLive. He has over 25 years of market research experience on emerging technologies across multiple industries. Mark has been researching the use of technology to improve the member experience at credit unions. And then he's going to introduce his colleague, Charlie Goal, who's a pre-sales system engineer at LinkLive with over 20 years of experience in communications and networking. He has been on the leading edge of this digital engagement transformation. Let's put our hands together for the team from LinkLive, Mark Gambale.
Thank you. How is everyone today? Good? I'll ask that again. How is everyone today? All right, that's good. We got day two here, and it's nice to see all of you with your open eyes and here and not in the casino. And one of the things that I find really remarkable is yesterday when there was all these speakers up here, and I had a conversation with folks that I had the honor to be with at breakfast, and they said, yesterday the talk on kindness really was the biggest resonating conversation that they had. My goal today is to give you another nugget that you can walk away from and bring back to your teams and really, really be excited about. So, Mark Gambale. I say that because it's really hard to say my name. It's one of those things that when you grow up in Boston and you're an Italian, people get that name, but when you go somewhere else, they don't really know you. One of the things that I could share is that I grew up in Boston. I could also share that I have four kids. Who here had a rough time in 2020? Raise your hands. Okay. 2019 was the worst year of my life, absolutely the worst. And 2020 was the best. What happened in 2019? I lost four of my kids, all four kids. They were taken away from me. But I got them back in 2020. And they are my four greatest treasures. So think about this. What are your four greatest treasures? What is your one greatest treasure? You all have teams. Those teams, the people that you lead, they are your treasures. So what I'm going to talk about today is the way that you can help treat your team as the treasure, as the folks that matter most to you. All right, here's the rules of the game. After this moment, I am not going to mention the word LinkLive during my talk. If anyone hears me say that word, raise your hand and you get $50. So, obviously, no TikTok, no sleeping, and there will be no math. Promise you, there's no math today. So, just a few things that I'm going to talk about. And one of the interesting parts about my agenda is I didn't create it. It was created by AI. I have nothing to do with it. So, some questions that came up were this. What can AI do today? Why is this seat so tough to fill? Believe it or not, that comes up as a question. The labor shortage itself is actually directly tied to everything that your teams do. It's a huge challenge. When you Google AI, these two things come up: conventional versus conversational. Right now we're having a conversation. It's a back and forth. And that kind of connection that we have together is really significant. A conventional conversation is just one way, back and forth, very transactional. But here, we're having a conversation. You're understanding me, and we're getting to talk together. So, my goal is to help you find a way to bridge this gap with your current team. That's my goal. And I'll also show you 10 things to look for in an AI solution that you might have on your wish list. These are just some things you might go, yep, that's good. I'll put that on my grocery list. That's what I want. And then if there's time for questions, we'll do that. Otherwise, we'll roll into Charlie Gall, my colleague, who will actually show you the system live. Now, that wasn't Link Live, that was live. See what I mean? So what I like is you're listening and you're paying attention. And the coffee from this morning is still in you, so that's fantastic. AI has won art competitions. Can you believe that? Art. AI is now in that area of creativity. AI also writes blogs. I've seen these blogs that are written by AI, and they're really good. They're 90, 95% there. You would never know that a machine actually wrote them. It's remarkable, isn't it? And AI is starting to draft movie scripts. Can you imagine going to a movie and being in the audience and going, this is interesting. I've never heard of this before. It would be great if movie scripts actually were original again. So maybe AI can do that for us. Okay, who knows this answer? When was AI invented? When did that actually happen? Raise your hand. Anyone want to take a guess? I don't see any hands. Right here. No. It's not 1951. All right, I need another hand. Right here. Not 71. Right here. Not 1961. We're getting close. We're getting close. Process of elimination. Right here. Yes, it's 1941. You're probably wondering how the heck that happened. Why did it start so long ago? And why is it relevant today? Well, we'll talk about that. But when I Googled this, I was amazed, absolutely amazed that it was 1941. So for answering that correctly, you get a prize. Thank you very much. You're welcome. So why is this seat so tough to fill? Someone's saying, not gonna do it. That won't be me. I don't wanna be in it. Maybe sometimes the work is a little routine oriented, maybe a little boring. Maybe the hours aren't what you really want. Maybe your lifestyle's changed, or the lifestyle of everyone that wants to have a job, their hours don't match up with yours anymore. That creates a ton of conflict to have everything covered on shift, but everyone also being where they want to be when they want to be. The concept of work has completely changed. And then low team camaraderie. Has anyone ever just had lunch with your teammates and shared a story about a customer that's called in that was really, really angry? Anyone ever have that experience? Okay, I'm seeing that. When you're with your team, you're able to share that. Or when they're across in the next cubicle, you can hear what they're saying, what's happening. Camaraderie, when everyone is in a different place, is so hard to replace. It's difficult, very difficult. Okay, I like this chart. The shortage is real. I'll zoom in on it so you can see it a little bit better. Between 2020 and now, the top line is the number of open jobs. That next line down is the actual hiring against that demand. So we have a really big gap here. You've all been feeling this gap, trying to fill the gap, and hoping that your best employees do not leave you. I've heard in talking with a lot of you this week, attrition is a major problem, and you're very, very worried about it, losing those best employees that you've had. Okay, why has there been some? Sometimes it's just happiness. The volume of unhappy customers that your team has to solve the problems for, it becomes overwhelming. They don't have an outlet, they don't have a team to help them, and what was it said yesterday? 20, 30 systems of software trying to talk to each other just to answer questions? I don't think I would do well in that role at all. I would fail miserably. So that's a big challenge, the right answer at the right time. Have you ever been an agent? Anyone in the room? Wow, like 70% or more. So you know this. You know the role. Have you ever had a question that you thought could have been answered just by the website? Hands again? All right. So you felt that. Have you ever wanted to do something just a little bit more fun at work? Anyone? Who doesn't want fun? Fun is amazing. Fun is challenging. Fun is curious. What do you believe AI can actually do for you? What do you believe? Is it a force to be worried about or concerned about? Or is it something to be super optimistic and excited about? I said there would be no math, but 81 years ago, that's when the concept of AI was invented. So why is it that we're still facing all these challenges today? Why have we not solved every issue that we would love to solve? Because it's tough. Because it's really tough. How many of you have ever struggled with just hiring? Just getting that process to go, picking the right people? Yes, I'm seeing a ton of hands. What about training, just getting them up to speed on all your systems? Again, a lot of hands. What about this one? Just keeping the butts in the seats. Right? It's harder to do it now, isn't it? To see the butts in seats. So is AI an end for customer service, for member service as we know it? Or is it a dramatic new beginning? Could we be on the precipice of something new? So what experience do you really want to revolutionize in your team? What is that? Through intelligence. Could it be, that's it, I just want to make life better for my team. That's it. That's all I could do. What about for the member? What about for the customer? Maybe if you could just improve things for them, that would be enough. What about everyone in the back office, the tellers, everyone that's doing everything to keep your credit union running? That's a lot of people. Maybe it's all the above. Maybe you want all of that to happen. So one of the things that's interesting about great AI, you don't even see it. You don't even feel it, but you depend on it. All these companies have been masters of this, absolute masters. You don't even know that it's there, but it happens all the time. All right, so let's get into it. Conventional versus conversational. Anyone ever gone camping before and sat around a campfire? Isn't that just the best? The day's done, you've done all the work, you've already had your dinner, and you're just hanging out talking. That relaxed talking moment is so important. It's back and forth, sharing stories. It might be a story starts here, and then another one goes there. There's lots of laughter, and then it's back to another story. It's really a conversation. That's what your members want, is a conversation. So you can look at this as two ways. There's really, really good, really, really good AI, and then there's bad. And what I mean by that is, if it's not done right, you might get really bad results. You might only fix one piece of the equation, and the everything else is not solved for. So I encourage you to think about, what is a good experience that you completely want? It's a view of everybody. It's the 360 view. Anyone ever felt like that after a day? Please help me, I can't take any more of this, right? So when AI was developed in 1941, it was conceived as, basically, how do we duplicate the human brain? How do we reduce those signals from electrical energy going to something else? Zeros and ones was the answer. At this point, we have so many zeros and ones in all of those systems that you have, and they're bouncing around, and they don't understand each other. It's mass confusion, absolute mass confusion. But when you have one base system that has it all, that does it all, that puts all the data together in a way that makes sense, so it's information, that's really your dream. That's really the goal. And let me just tell you, there is no system in the world that does all this stuff. It's not possible. If someone says it exists, I would really question them. So we talked about this. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Terminator 1, Terminator 2. Remember that? Anyone remember the movie? Okay. Well, this was definitely bad AI. The machines taking over. causing destruction and taking you off your plan. So be careful, the wrong AI might take you off your plan. So as I talked about before, what is good AI? What is that experience that we all want? What does it feel like? And at the end of the day, what is a good experience? What if it could just answer 80% of the calls that come in and provide service to them and only have 20% of the flow actually go through to your team? What if it actually could build on itself and actually provide empathy and measure what's going on in the conversation and then bring humans in when it's the right time, bringing your team in when it's the right time? Remember how I talked about those folks that were bored earlier? When this is done right, your team becomes completely different. They have the potential to be super intelligent assistants that have a detailed and a really emotional answer. That's a totally different role. But when you think about AI in a different way, it can do that. Completely shift the role of the folks that you have on your team. So what can you do? What can you do? I boiled this down into 10 steps. I absolutely love David Letterman. I really miss him doing his show, the top 10 list. So I made a top 10 list for you. Just a system that takes everything. Wouldn't it be great if everything was just managed that way? Wouldn't it be great if we had zero emails to respond to? It would be awesome. But start looking for a system that can handle a ton of the volume. A system that's really a conversation going back and forth, that's more personal, more human, and it's different than traditional AI chat. It's not just programmed, but it has an intention. It has that conversation like the campfire that I talked about. Number 3, actual human-like responses. So you can pick the personality, and it's something that resonates with your credit union. It's the flavor of who you are. It's the responsiveness that you like from your team. You can actually pick that personality and then shift it over time. Number 4. Anyone ever make a schedule with Excel? Anyone? See, I'm seeing a bunch of hands. I'm hearing some laughter too. I really just don't know how you do it. There's so many things that shift all the time. It seems like a huge challenge to just use Excel for this. What if you didn't have to do that? You could just never open it again for this purpose. That is 100% possible. And it's actually been done. What if both ends of the conversation could be measured from a mood perspective? Measuring what's going on with your member. How are they feeling today? What's it like when they first come in from being on hold? And then what's going on during the conversation? And then how is your agent actually responding? Are they giving the best mood they possibly could? Do they even know what mood they're giving at that time? How many times are you answering something and people aren't understanding and feeling where you're at? They're not getting your emotion. They're like, why are you yelling at me? It's like, I'm not yelling at you. And you just get that disconnect. AI can help step in and provide warnings and clues to the agent themselves and say, whoa, you're going over the line here. Maybe reel it back in a little bit. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. It's not just English and Spanish that we're dealing with. There's a crap ton of languages here in the US. Crap ton of languages. So what if there was a system that could do just the common languages that come up that are common here in the US? Wouldn't that be great? All right, number 7. I won't call it lucky number 7 because I don't want to jinx anyone here. All right, so as we go to this one, it's interesting. How do you know who your best agent is for each absolute situation? How do you know? What if there were some clues, some guidance, some hints, some actual modification to who's actually going to get that call? And the right person with the right empathy that can handle and go, oh my gosh, I can see you've done all these things today, yesterday, and last week, and really just connect with them. Really connect. Having that best person there, that would be nice. Who here gets requests from email or text or voicemail for a shift change? Raise your hands. Oh my gosh. So it comes in multiple ways. I really don't know how you keep it straight. Who gets the vacation? Who gets this slot? Who gets that slot? That's a super dynamic situation. I don't know how you do it. But imagine having a system that just handles all that for you. Now, you're still going to need to make decisions. There's still an analysis that says, okay, this person's had a lot of vacations in a row and a lot of breaks and a lot of this and a lot of that. You'll get hints that that's going on, but it's at the end of the day, you're still in control. You're still making decisions. But the brain itself, the AI brain, is doing so much of the work for you that you can focus in on the things that really matter for your team that will actually help them feel more engaged with you. This one's interesting. All of you know how customer service should work at your credit union, how it should feel to your members. It's different across all of you. It'll never be the same. But what? What if the system actually follows your lead? It brings the customer experience, the member experience, to where you want it to be, rather than you going, how do I get this thing to keep up with me? Okay, this is interesting. What is it about the people that make the system that listen to you and build it out? Are they trustworthy? Does what they make actually work? Or do they really listen to you and say, okay, I hear you there, I hear you here. Okay, that's possible. This is not possible yet, but we can do that. This is really challenging. I don't know how you really do this and pick your partner, but whoever you pick and how you pick them, that really, really matters. It's a tough thing. And I'll give you a bonus number 11. What if you can take a lot of those quality control calls that you have to do, that you do randomly for your team, and cut a lot of that out and not have to do that anymore and have AI do most of it? Give coaching as well for you, and then only bring you in when it's the right time to do training and retraining and things like that, in only situations that a machine cannot do. We're talking about empathy, we're talking about emotional intelligence. Those things are really difficult for AI to handle right now. Okay, so the future is, perhaps, let's just have AI do all the dirty work, the things that we just don't want to do anymore. What if you can do the same thing for your agents and customers with this one platform? What if you could have everybody in one place doing what they need to do? All right, this is the guy. This is his fault. Claude Shannon. He's the guy that invented the concept of AI in 1941. He thought ahead and said, wouldn't it be great if we had a machine that worked like the brain, that could handle all these things that I just don't want to handle anymore, that no one wants to handle anymore. So his view is not about data, but his view is information. Information to him was the resolution of uncertainty. It's pretty fantastic how he brought that thought here. And one of the things he said is, do we have to teach the machines everything, like grade school all the way up through college? Or can we give them all the commands that we want from the top down? So it was a really interesting way. Right now it's all top down. We program AI and it does what we want. You don't see AI, we probably will never see AI going to school, learning all these things, graduating and doing stuff like that. That's just not the model. Okay, so there are some prizes here. What I wanted all of you to have is access to resources that you could use later and you could bring back to your team. So if someone says, hey, what did you pick up at the conference? What did you learn or what can we share? This is something for you that you can read on your own time. Maybe it'll help answer some questions, but this is here for you. It's not about me at all. It's about your journey. Anyone here ever attend webinars? Okay, I'm hearing some laughs and some smiles. We offer webinars to just do pure education, pure conversation, and pure discussing of the opportunities. So if you want to learn more about this and hear about it and even just ask questions, I encourage you, take a picture of this and it will just automatically set you up to give you previous conversations and future ones. Okay, so after me, Charlie Gall comes up. He's the guy with the ability to just say, yes, we can do it that way. Yes, we can do it this way. Here's how we'll do it. His brain is incredible. I can never answer the questions that he can answer. So if you've ever felt like you just want to have a conversation, you don't even want an hour-long demo where you're just like shown this and this and this and all these things and your eyes are starting to roll back. You just want to have a simple conversation with someone that can just be direct with you and open. Scan that, and then you can have your own time with Charlie. So if you want that for later, I encourage you to take a snap of it, bring it back to your team. You might just say, this isn't for us now, but I want to have a conversation later. I'm not going to say the name. I won't do it. This very morning, this award was granted to, I'm not going to say it, to the company that I work for. What does this award really mean? Well, I didn't know. I just thought it was something great because we were creative with something. I thought it was maybe we made something innovative. This is really putting us in a category of the top 42 software companies in the US for customer service. Thank you. So what that really means is we're in the same role as you, handling conversations that come in of your members to make it an incredible experience. We're not here about us, we're here about you. That's a huge distinction, and that's how we got that award. It's not something we created or how smart we are, it's our service to you. So I encourage you, if you just want to have a conversation and get to know us a little bit more, come by the booth, well, I almost said it, come by the booth and just have a conversation. So this has been super fun being with you here today. I just love this audience. I've had a chance to talk to a lot of you and just hear your stories. Thank you so much for being here. Let's welcome Charlie.